mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Christopher J. Farrell is our guest. I've interviewed him many times in the past. He joined Judicial Watch in 99 as an organization director of investigations and research and has been a member of the board of directors since September 2003. He's a native of Long Island, New York, and has a distinguished military graduate from Fordham University with a BA in history, whereupon he accepted a regular Army commission and served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. He's also a graduate of the Military Intelligence Officers Basic and Advanced Courses, the U.S. Army Advanced Counterterrorism Training Course, the Combined Armed Services Staff School of the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College of the Defense Intelligence Agency's Military Operations Training Course, and it goes on for a bunch of pages, so I'm not going to read any more. We've interviewed him, Larry Klayman, countless others over the years. We supported Klayman's senatorial run, and I've got to tell him out of the gates, I'm not impressed with the two newest video clips, compilations of stills from security cameras. But I think this is just going to heighten the debate. It actually has supercharged people who think a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. And so that's where I stand on this. Thanks for coming on with us, sir. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be on your show.
Tell us just in a nutshell, for those that don't know, what Judicial Watch is, how you got this video, why you got the video, and what you think this video is going
to
do.
Okay, damn dirty. We're a 12-year-old nonprofit public interest group. We do a lot of transparency and accountability work with government. Our job is to expose government operations to the American public so they can understand what's going on and they can hold folks accountable. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request in December of 2004 seeking these videos and others with the Department of Justice, with the Department of Defense, FBI, and other agencies. DOD finally produced these two video segments that you see up on our website and around the world now in response to this FOIA request. We had to go to federal court to compel the Department of Defense to produce these videos. This is a two-and-a-half-year battle. It's not over. It's not complete. We know that there are other videos being held by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We are pursuing those, and we'll sue like we did with the DOD, and we'll compel the FBI to produce them. I agree with you when it comes to the fact that this seems to have supercharged folks. There are some folks who are committed that, you know, the plane hit the building. There are other folks who say, no way in hell. We don't have a dog in that fight. Our job is to produce the information to the American public. We don't subscribe to one theory or the other. Personally speaking, I think the plane hit the building. I don't buy the cruise missile, whatever, all the other theories. I have my reasons for doing it. I've heard arguments on both sides, and that's where I come down personally.
Now, Judicial Watch's press release says it shows a plane hitting the building.
Right, and that's, in our opinion, I mean, this is, I looked at it, our President Tom Fitness looked at it. It's been represented that way by eyewitnesses. There's forensic and scientific and engineering information that all corroborates that. I think that it's pretty clear that the nose of the plane comes into the image from right to left.
I just see a black grayish blur that almost looks like a genie or something dancing around. I don't really see anything.
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be endless source of speculation until the government finally turns over the other video that it has.
Almost as if it's designed to create speculation and heighten the debate.
Yeah, it's a pathetic response from the government. And the fact that, you know, when we sued them to force them to produce this, their answer back to us is, we can't get this out because we're trying Zacharias Moussaoui. And our response was, what does that have to do with your production of the video? And they couldn't give us a good answer. They claimed an exemption under the Freedom of Information Act for law enforcement purposes, but here's the problem. The Department of Defense has no jurisdiction over Moussaoui.
No, absolutely. Stay there. We're talking to Christopher J. Farrell with Judicial Watch. We'll be right back after this quick break and continue this important discussion. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of the biggest destinations on the internet yesterday was Judicial Watch's website. Judicial Watch that went after Bill Clinton on dozens of issues. Judicial Watch that went after George Bush for his business dealings with the Bin Laden family. Judicial Watch that had press conferences with FBI agents where Larry Klayman stood up and said, "We'll be arrested if we tell you what we know. All we can say is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens," and a clip of that is in my film, The Masters of Terror. Then they shift gears. They sue the government. They did a FOIA request. They refused, so they sued the Department of Defense, trying to force them to release one of the, 88-plus cameras that had a field of view of what happened. And they don't release the high-quality digital video that they admittedly have, and they've seized from private institutions, from the State Highway Group, from the Pentagon itself. No, they release more of these parking lot still frames, and it is not conclusive. I believe they released this to make it not be conclusive, to then heighten the debate, to later release video of a plane hitting the Pentagon, whether it's real or manufactured, to try to destroy the 9/11 truth movement. I've been saying this for 4-plus years. I'm on record. And I heard another one of the Judicial Watch folks last night on Coast to Coast AM before I came on, talking about how more videos on the way. Talking to former Army intelligence officer, been working with Judicial Watch since 99, Christopher J. Farrell. They've been involved in high-level training, of course, also in defense intelligence and many other quarters. Christopher J. Farrell, you just heard my comments on this. When do you think we're going to see more video? Where are your lawsuits right now?
I think the one that's going to be most fruitful is the one that has to do with the FBI. The FBI claims, in fact, in sworn statements you can find on the Internet pretty easily, that there's 80-some-odd additional tapes that they're in possession of. We've filed a request with them. We've been through an appeals process. If they don't disgorge the tapes in the very near term, I'm talking like the next 10 days, they'll have a lawsuit, and we'll pursue that just as we pursued this DOD one. And we'll compel them to produce the tapes. The American people are owed a straight-up answer. All the conjecture, all the speculation, all the yeah buts and the back and forth, you know, it's good that we can debate it, but it would be a hell of a lot better if they would just come out and give us the information they have instead of, you know, sort of baiting people into this never-ending cycle of yeah but, which doesn't get anybody anywhere.
Well, this whole thing stinks to high heaven as an intelligence honeypot. You know what a honeypot is, don't you? You probably know more about it than I do.
Indeed.
Can you tell us what a honeypot is?
Well, it's a let's just call it a baited trap. It's something that draws somebody into a situation where they're compromised.
And I think that's exactly what this is. I think they've been releasing weak video all along. I think they've used you guys and your suit as an opportunity. And I think we're going to see clear video in the near future. What do you think about that?
I think so, too. I mean, the video that they did provide, you know, these are two clips, 2-3-minute clips. Some of the stuff has already been seen before. Stills, I guess, were leaked out at some point. But what we thought was important is that, look, this is the Pentagon being forced to produce the information to the American public. This is not what they elected to dribble out. This is them being compelled by order of law.
But they would, you know,
Let me finish.
Sure.
What they gave us was incredibly disappointing. And as you mentioned, it actually inflames people because they're more distrustful, they're more frustrated, they're more annoyed, and they have greater questions because they say there's no way in hell this could be the full record. There's got to be more stuff out there. And I agree, there is, and that's what we're going to pursue. But it's our job as a public interest group to get it out, to educate the public, and let the American people make their own decisions once they've seen all the evidence. Our job is to collect the evidence and make it public.
Well, you know, I agree with some of the activities of Judicial Watch in the past, but where did it go with FBI agent Robert Wright, who knew specifically about the plans to hijack and the money and the rest of it and was told to shut up by Bush? And then now I try to go to the Judicial Watch website even a few days ago before you guys got hammered with visitors, and I can't find that stuff. A lot of that stuff has been moved or been taken off. I mean, where are you guys on all the real questions of 9/11 that, at a bare minimum, prove government prior knowledge?
Hey, everything about Robert Wright is on our website. You can go on the search engine and check it. Robert Wright, thank God, because we fought tooth and nail, has been reinstated. The FBI is going to try to can him.
What about General Mahmoud Ahmed?
I don't know what your question.
I couldn't find that. They were dead links when I checked it this weekend. I was doing some research. The Pakistani head of intelligence that wired $100,000 to Mohammed Atta.
If it was on our website and it's a dead link, you tell me what it is. We'll get it fixed.
Okay, great.
Absolutely nothing has been taken off the website ever.
Well, I mean, sometimes we have dead links too, sir. I'm not saying it's anything. Do you admit, sir, that the government could be using you guys? I mean, if the government doesn't want to release something, they just don't do it and declare national security. They can have a federal judge snap his fingers. The executive branch can issue a national security order or letter. As you know well, sir, you've been trained in all of this. If they didn't want to release that, they wouldn't. They never released the Oklahoma City bombing tapes, and I've interviewed the FBI agents that saw McVeigh with Arabs get out of the truck. Why wouldn't they use that in the trial to prosecute him? Because George Bush Sr., L.A. Times, Washington Post admit, brought in those 3,000-plus Iraqi Republican Guard, and you guys have covered that. So if they wouldn't release those tapes, those 12 tapes, why won't they release these 88 recordings and tapes?
I agree with you, but because they've withheld previous tapes doesn't mean we have to stop asking for them.
No, I'm not saying you're bad for asking for them. I'm saying they released this because they wanted to.
I agree. I mean, but the point is, our job, our function, is to ask and ask and ask and ask. And we're going to keep asking. And we're going to use all the tools available to us. Now, can they thwart us? Sure they can. Notre Trulock, the Department of Energy whistleblower who uncovered the whole Wenho Lee thing, tried to sue, and what the CIA did was they went in and presented a poison pill declaration to kill Notre Trulock's lawsuit. I mean, they do this kind of stuff all the time. Look at Sibel Edmonds. They introduce poison pill declarations.
That's what I'm saying, sir.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody knows if they don't want to release the time of day, they won't do it. They could care less. I'm asking you, you know, who works inside Judicial Watch, who is their intelligence expert, who worked inside the Pentagon in the past. I'm asking you, sir, why you think they decided to release video, which a five-year-old can look at this and know that this was going to explode the debate and make the government look even worse.
My crystal ball is broken. I cannot tell you what they're...
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why they did this. Because they're going to release more video to you guys in the future between the next 6 months and a year, once your lawsuit's going, once it all looks good. And then once that happens, Mr. Farrell, they're going to release a lot clearer video. They're trying to make all the questions of 9/11 be ignored and only the Pentagon strike be focused on to then build up the honeypot and then knock it down instead of all the other evidence of government complicity in these attacks. And let me ask you a question. Do you think it's asinine to say that there was government involvement in these attacks when we have official U.S. government documents like Northwoods calling for staging these exact type of events?
And don't forget just the incredible incompetence leading up to it. I mean, you can't separate the two. You've got all the contingency planning and all the what-ifing that existed beforehand, and then you've got this incredible, just this mind-boggling series of errors, miscommunications, drop balls, missed clues. If folks aren't screaming about it, they should be.
Yeah, we'll scream about it, and they'll just give more funding to the same goon agencies that are destroying our liberties and our freedoms. Sir, did you hear about the White House memo that the White House admits is authentic, where they said we'll stage a shoot down of one of our planes, get it shot down, painted up in UN colors, we'll stage the discovery of WMDs. We've had the fat Bin Laden tape, which wasn't Bin Laden. Voice print and face scan shows that. I mean, come on, sir, can we believe anything that comes out of this government?
Very little. I mean, the best information that normally comes forward from whistleblowers, guys who are on the inside who know better, and like you mentioned before, Robert Wright. Robert Wright is an incredibly brave guy, and they tried to destroy him, and thank God we fought tooth and nail for him and got him reinstated.
Let me ask you a question. What did you think when Fox and all them were chortling yesterday? I don't know if you saw it. Oh, this will disprove all the conspiracy theorists. And then they looked like people who'd had their balloons popped, because obviously they hadn't seen it yet. They just rolled it when they got it, when it just showed some little gray smudge.
You know, what happens is, I think for the most part, folks shoot their mouths off without seeing the actual content, and then they get embarrassed because they understand or they have some reason to believe what they think is going to show up on the video, and then when it doesn't meet their expectations, they look goofy.
I know you're really busy. I've got another 5-minute segment coming up after the break. Will you stay with us so you can talk about any issues you want to get out there?
I'll be happy to.
Okay, great. We've got about a minute and a half before break. I want to just go back to when you guys first got the video. Can you describe how that happened and what you thought when you first saw it?
Yeah, I mean, the process was this. We were faxed over a memo from the chief of the DOD FOIA office saying that with the wrap-up of the Zacharias Moussaoui trial, that they would now abide by the court's order and present us or, you know, deliver to us the video. And they gave us an address and time to go over in Arlington, Virginia, across the river here and go pick it up. So naturally we went over there ahead of time. They presented us with a CD-ROM with the two clips, on the disc itself. Our folks raced back here. We got it on a machine, watched it, and we're as disappointed as everybody else is. I mean, I was anticipating some decent video, stuff that would actually reveal or at least to present a different angle or different quality, or, I mean, fill in all the blanks, all the stuff that you would anticipate.
Well, Christopher Farrell from Judicial Watch, I guarantee you the PSYOPs experts that cooked all this up and gave you guys gave America this honeypot, I guarantee you they're really getting off on what they've done right now.
Well, I mean, they control the cards. I mean, that's the downside of FOIA. The plaintiff in these matters is always at a disadvantage because you don't. They control all the goodies. You get to ask the questions, and they get to manipulate the answers.
Okay, sir, 3-minute break. Get a cup of coffee, water, whatever. We'll be right back in a final segment with Mr. Farrell. Very, very busy from Judicial Watch. We appreciate him joining us today. I've got a few final questions and any comments he's got on the record. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Navigating the psychological warfare operation has all the earmarks, all the telltale signs, the signature, the wavelength. As we've been reporting to you for 4+ years, I saw this coming a mile away because the media chose to always predominantly focus on the Pentagon debate to give it endless coverage. And our guest agrees that we're going to probably see more video coming out, better video coming out. And I think the government's gone so far with this that people aren't even going to buy that when they see it. What do you think about that statement, Christopher J. Farrell from Judicial Watch.
Alex, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is one example of something larger that we've done that I know you guys have paid great attention to, and that is our lawsuit against the Department of Defense concerning something called Empower Peace, which was a website run by a PSYOPs, a private PSYOPs firm called the Rendon Group. And it's all part of an information operations warfare strategy laid out by the Pentagon in October 2003, where they hired this firm, the Rendon Group, to start manipulating the news. And it goes back into the Office of Special Plans and Doug Feith and that whole crowd. And bringing it forward to the present, it's how these firms like the Lincoln Group and the Rendon Group deliberately plant news stories, often in foreign media, knowing that it's going to bubble back into the American media stream and be consumed by, you know, John Q. Citizen out
Bush,
there.
Sir, Bush has also been caught buying $1.6 billion in fake news and buying reporters, and the Congressional Budget Office and others and have said that's illegal.
Absolutely. It's a violation of the Smith-Mund Act of 1948, which explicitly prohibits the propagandizing of the American people using taxpayer dollars.
What's your take on Bush saying he's above the law on torture, he's above the law on spying, he's above the law on defense contracts, he's above the law this, above the law that?
Well, what I think is going to happen, and this is just a wild prediction, we're nonpartisan. We never endorse candidates. We never endorse parties. We stay out of the election business. But if I think, based on the polling I've seen, that if the election was held today, the Democrats take over the House, and there is going to be part of it will be great. Part of it will be very, illuminating to the public. Part of it will be a circus sideshow. But there will be hearings. Some of it will be effective. A lot of it will be just hot air and chest pounding. But it will break loose more information as to what the Bush administration is doing and their penchant for secrecy and their manipulation of the news media.
Mr. Farrell, the motto of Judicial Watch is because no one is above the law.
Yes, sir.
Have you guys been horrified to see Bush behaving in this fashion more than even Clinton?
By far. I mean, they're Nixonian in their secrecy. They far outstrip Clinton when it comes to that. The secrecy, the bunker mentality is mind-boggling. They're arrogant as can be. They are dismissive of any attempt to get to the bottom or have any kind of documents produced. We have to sue them over and over to get
Where is Abel Danger going? Because we know that was actually Defense Intelligence and others, specifically knowing about the Al-Qaeda threat and trying to stop it. And then now they're going after colonels and people for $65 in cell phone calls of their wife, trying to burn them for that.
Well, the name of the game there is personal destruction. This guy, Lieutenant Colonel, had the guts to step up and say, hey, no, we did this a year ahead of time. The name of the game there is to just destroy the guy personally. Do everything they can to marginalize him and make him look like he's either a crook or a nut.
But that's not going to make friends in the government, in the real bureaucracy that runs things, the fact that they're burning all these patriots.
Well, unfortunately, the contrary is true. For the most part, people don't give a damn. They're interested in collecting their retirement, and they're going to fall in line and obey. That's one of the reasons why I am not a government employee anymore.
When do you think we're going to, just a guess, when do you think we'll see more videos released from the Pentagon?
On the Flight 77 issue?
Yes.
3 months. 3 months is my guess. They'll let it go into the summer, and then once they're compelled through a lawsuit, suddenly they'll break loose with a couple of more.
But you said yourself they don't release something if they get sued by...
The only way to get it out of them is to sue them. That's the only way to force it out of them is to sue
them. But in most of the cases, they don't care if you sue them. They just refuse. So they're not going to release it unless they want to and act like you guys are basically the reason it's happened.
And that's why they will dribble it out, and it'll take them 3 months. They're going to get through. What they want to do is they want to be able to present it in time for the elections. So you have to get through the summer. And once the summer is over, about 3 months down the road, people start getting back into politics mode,
sure,
and the elections come up. That's when you'll see them dribble out.
Final comment. Some people are saying you guys just vacuum up government dirt evidence and it kind of disappears into a black hole. What do you say to that?
We make it available on our website. Folks can go there at judicialwatch.org and read it for themselves. It's the individual's responsibility to educate themselves. It's up to them.
All right. Christopher J. Farrell, thank you so much for coming on with us. Hope to talk to you again in the future as this develops.
Cool. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. All right, there you go. A very revealing interview. We'll have a text report out for you by the end of the day on this. We'll come back and take a bunch of your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Suspicious interview, wasn't it? But you got to play good cop, bad cop with these folks. We'll have a nice report out for you the next 4 or 5 hours on that interview you heard where he was admitting that he's an intelligence officer from Defense Intelligence. That's what he did previously. Pretty high level. And admitting that it clearly is a honeypot, a setup, and that they brought this, they gave this to him on purpose, and they didn't have to give it to him, and they don't normally do that, and that more is coming, and that they're going to dribble it out whenever they want. See, he couldn't counter the facts, and that this whole thing is basically staged, and they're being used, regardless of what their position is, useful idiots or operatives or whatever, in this whole debate. This thing stinks to high heaven. And now we can sit back and watch them roll out the new fake video. And there may be 5 more steps to this. It may be a little clearer next time. And that'll heighten the debate even more. And then clearer and clearer and clearer. Until this is the fulcrum. This is the center of everything. This is all that's being debated. Nothing about controlled demolition. Nothing about NORAD stand down. Nothing about CIA insider trading. Nothing about official U.S. government plans to carry out terror attacks. None of that will ever be discussed. It'll all be the truth movement was destroyed. We had the national debate on a safe subject for them. They produced the video, they produced the film, and they disprove it. Or we can preemptively counter the New World Order. They don't have all the cards. We have the ace in the hole of the truth and being able to counter their psyops and educate people preemptively of it. See, I'm in this to win, not to be a big mouth or a big head and to shoot my mouth off and, you know, to say that it's my way or the highway. It's always been a big tent. I've tried to support everybody that questions the official story. We know it's an inside job if you look at the other constellations of evidence, the plethora, the galaxy of other issues that are incontrovertible. But this was an inside job, false flag, government terror operation. Now, the big tell with Judicial Watch minion Christopher J. Farrell, the big tell with him was as soon as I brought up Northwoods, he jumped into the government being stupid, the government being inept, the government being buffoons. He was following classic talking points of Lee Hamilton and many, many others, Keene, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, the government itself, the fallback issue. First it was we had no prior knowledge and they're caught. They claim it's a mistake. Then we find it's premeditated. They lied. Then we find out they're involved in it. And so it's a fallback to we're just idiots. So very suspicious interview. But you get more out of these people giving them the rope. And boy, do we give them the rope. And you'll see it up on prisonplanet.com. You'll see the public hanging of Judicial Watch, who I think has done some good work. I think they got good people in there. But whether they're compromised through being brainwashed, propagandized, being ignorant, whatever it is, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. But I will just leave it at that. Let's go ahead and take calls here. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We have Professor Jim Fetzer, an incredible mind on 9/11, joining us coming up in the third hour to talk about this issue and a lot more. Right now, let's go to Caleb in Texas. Caleb, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm with you, man. I'm not 100% on Farrell either, and I would have liked you to ask him how many other members of Judicial Watch are former feds.
Quite a few.
But
not feds, sir. High-level intelligence officer.
Right. The Pentagon video is bogus. The immigration thing is bogus. You know, Alex, I'm curious to see, now that we're going to have millions of new naturalized citizens here shortly, we're also going to have millions of new draftees when we decide we want to pop it off with Iran. And I wonder if they're going to protest like they have been in such numbers once they start getting sent over to that meat grinder.
No. They all wear the white shirts. They all have the flags they're supposed to have. The Bush administration with Fox, Rob Allen & Co., PR firm, staged it all. It is a fifth column to be controlled, and the poor people in this movement can't even realize that they're part of this, that they're being manipulated. It's
right. Amazing. Yeah, and once they do get, if they do happen to get sent over to Iran and have anything to say about it, then Halliburton's got some cozy little internment camps waiting for them. So, anyway, we'll see you out there in California. Does Arnold have an invitation to go out there?
Why, if Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to come, he's welcome.
We'll tell him that there's some gay porn stars out there, and he'll probably hustle right over.
But that's okay. Conservatives defend the fact that he's in gay porn, and then they make stuff up about Charlie Sheen, and that's all something we have to focus on. But Arnold, it's very Christian and conservative that he's admittedly not a Christian. He wrote a book saying he hates Christians. I read it, and how pathetic we are. And he is anti-gun and pro-abortion, so he's a good Republican.
And he's real sweet on Kurt Waldheim, too.
He's
just a dandy little guy. All right, well, we'll see you out there, Alex.
That's right. I appreciate your call. Yes, we're having a big 9/11 truth conference at the Sheraton downtown L.A. And you can go to Infowars.com and link through to the American Scholar Symposium.org. There's a toll-free number you can call there to specifically tell them that you're getting the social rate, $109 instead of a night, instead of $180-something, I think it is. Or you can stay at $50 motels in the area. There's a whole bunch right there in the area. There's a whole gamut of places to stay. The Sheraton's built onto a shopping mall, so there's a food court, 5 restaurants in it, 3 restaurants in the hotel, and we're going to have a whole bunch of top speakers, Professor Fetzer. We're going to have Professor Jones. the physics professor. We're going to have so many other people and surprise guests. If you get one ticket at $74, because this thing's costing me tens of thousands of dollars just for the space, the movie screens, the projectors, and so this is cheap. A lot of two-day conferences will be $200, I'm told, but it's $74. But if you get multiple tickets, they drop down to $34, encouraging, again, more of you to come. In fact, right now, I've got to sell 800 tickets just to break even. But I'm excited to say we've sold over 300 now and climbing, so it looks like we're going to do nicely. Listen, we'll probably have 1,000 people there that fills up the big ballroom, second biggest ballroom in a hotel in Los Angeles. There's another that holds about 2,000, but this one holds 1,200 if you don't have giant stages and stuff in there, but it holds a little over 1,000. So we'll have to cut the tickets off after 1,000, so be sure and go ahead and go to Infowars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart to get your tickets now. And all the details are there on the site, or call toll-free to get yours, to secure yours. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and get them. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California. Joe, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you? I hope to see you all. Actually, I'm going to be there. I got 10 other people I'm taking with me, so we're going to see you in Los Angeles.
Good, thank you.
It'll be a great show. I expect nothing but the best, like always, from you. It's amazing work you're doing. With regards to this bogus Pentagon video, you know, they're saying that they plastered it all over yesterday on the TV and different, you know, channels saying that this is the first time they released it. Well, you know what? That's an absolute lie. You know, I have a footage of Wolf Blitzer and Jamie McIntyre talking about this about a year after it happened. And in that particular footage, which is a little bit longer, it also shows in the bottom left-hand corner of the surveillance camera the date of September 12th.
One of these new videos is time-stamped September 12th, too.
Yeah, and my, you know, not you know what?
Sure, they do that on purpose.
They
want to look bad. They want to make the debate as a distraction off the other issues.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, you know, let's assume, not that I think it was an airplane that hit it, but let's assume, let's concede that it was. So who cares? The bottom line is, why don't you talk about, you know, Giuliani talking to Jennings on ABC the day of 9/11, where he admits that he had received a phone call 15 minutes before the towers were coming down, warning him that the towers were coming down. And as mayor, what did he do? Did he, you know, Jennings doesn't follow up with questions like, wait a minute, who called you? How were you told? And what did you do about it? You were a mayor. You knew that there were officers going up and down those towers as well as firemen. And what did you do to evacuate those buildings or get the word out to those people? Not to mention that was a first 15 minutes before the first tower. What about the 30 minutes afterwards? Substantial time when the second tower goes down. How come they don't talk about any of that? Plus, you know, building number 7, the whole slew of issues that we're all, you know, far more knowledgeable about that they don't want to talk about.
They cannot have a debate with us on those issues. They've chosen, which is why I've been suspicious from the start, to stay locked, their focus totally riveted to the Pentagon. They've tried to make this the central debate.
It's incredible. The other issue on immigration, you know, I'm a Mexican-American. I myself was, you know, my parents immigrated here when I was 5 years old, and I had to work. I educated myself here, and I'm not going to say the national anthem in Spanish or in any other language other than English. And also with regards to these poor people, you know, I feel bad for them because they're being used. They're being walked right into the slaughterhouse.
I know. I've had some of the Mecha and other websites freak out when I post the documents that they're funded by Bush, and I mean, I'm sorry, they want us at each other's throats. They want us fighting with each other instead of living together in peace. And Latin America has 400 million people, doubling every 30-something years. We just can't have unlimited third-world populations. We're going to be totally poor, but the government wants this. I mean, look, if George Bush is for it, it's got to be bad.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just heard this morning in the radio that there's going to be a group of, I can't remember what the group of, but it's representing the immigrants, you know, meeting with senators. I mean, you know, Alex, how many people can mobilize that quickly, have that kind of clout, and be that organized to be able to go meet with, you know, a Senate committee? I mean, give me a break. These poor people can't, you know, some of them, I'm sure, can write, read and write. Don't get me wrong.
No. I mean, this is all staged. I mean, you can have the 9/11 widows wanting to have a committee begging for it for 3 years, and they won't have it. Sir, it's all staged. It's all completely staged, and we need to realize that, and you've realized that. So I commend you, my friend, and I appreciate your call. Let me just add this addendum to what he just brought up. The Mexican government, it's right here in the Associated Press, came out last night, is saying they're going to personally sue the National Guardsmen for being on the border and simply reporting illegal aliens and coyotes. Now, I told you Bush was just going to, for 2 months, and he now has announced it, put 6,000 troops down there in rotation, only about 2,000 at a time, and they're going to be unarmed, and they're not going to engage in arrest or apprehensions. Now, compare that to Mexican troops with machine guns shooting at our citizens, driving around in tanks and armored vehicles, running down fences, coming across the border. They've got the nerve to tell our government, who's more than happy to go along with it, that they're going to sue our troops who, oh, don't worry, we'll be unarmed. Don't, I mean, it's pathetic. The CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, that runs this country for the globalists, last year released their report saying we got to beat this legislation that'll criminalize, make it felonies, these illegal aliens. We've got to get the Pan American Union. We've got to get a guest worker program. We've got to get this guest worker program. We'll call amnesty guest worker. It is total amnesty. And so Bush has got this sugarcoating of troops that he's not even going to let engage in arrest or apprehension. Bush let us know where he stood in the last 2 years when he called the Minutemen vigilantes. Bottom line, that's what happened. And now so many conservatives are saying, I'm pleased, I'm happy, Bush is finally getting tough. Bull! It's baloney. It's the exact same thing Rick Perry did earlier this year when he sent 100 State Guard in rotations, that's 8 a month, down to the border. He had a photo op with a bunch of troops and police behind him, which further conditions us to get rid of Posse Comitatus. It's not a violation to have him on the border, but it's just the overall image it gives the American people. Got to always look at the overwhelming image, what it pushes. It does nothing. Are 8 people on a 1,000-mile, or what is it, 800-mile Texas border, is that anything? Does that do anything? No, it does absolutely nothing. Zero. Oh, Bush got tough. He arrested 1,000 illegals and 200 employers. That's less than 1% in a year. If they arrested 1,000 a day for a year, it's less than 1% of 25 million. And that's a conservative number. 25 million is conservative. And it's just such an insult to our country. And it makes everybody get at each other's throats. And I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Mass. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to say I completely agree with everything you're saying about you seem to be adding fuel to the fire for this the Pentagon thing, getting people to pay attention to that. And
there's a lot of people that don't care. They don't care if they've been set up. They want their 10 minutes in the sunshine.
Exactly, yeah.
And so they're just going to squeal and squawk and never make the point that it's all a setup.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm saying or thinking is like this, it seems kind of far out there, but I'm a little bit concerned that there's going to be something going on with they're going to push this weaponization to space thing. I mean, it seems to be pretty far out there, but I'd like to see exactly what hit the Pentagon there.
Sir, there's nothing far out about saying they weaponized space. Particle beams, nuclear weapons, I mean, space planes, it's all there.
Yeah. It seems.
Oh, you're saying it might have been
One of their things that they have there, whatever you call it. They have so many interesting.
What,
ways
an energy
of
directed weapon? An energy directed weapon couldn't shoot down and then shoot at an angle through the building. An energy directed weapon can only basically, you know, shoot at one angle. It's not going to go down and then hit it straight on because that's not the angulation from space. And energy-directed weapons have to be fired on a clear day from directly above because the atmosphere I forget the exact calculation, let's say is only 1% you got to shoot through, instead of shooting from the oblique at several thousand feet of water and dust in the aggregate in the atmosphere. That's why the sun and moon appear larger on the horizon, because it's through a lens. That's why the sun is red and appears 2 to 3 times larger when it begins to rise, because you're looking at it through thousands of miles of atmosphere on the edge, whereas there's only a few miles of atmosphere when you're looking straight up. So energy-directed weapons can only fire straight down.
That's not what I meant. I meant as far as I'd be interested. I feel like there's a really big hoax coming out. I don't know. It's just my gut level is that there's something really tweaked out going to happen. And I'd like to see clearer video because, I don't know, it's just interesting.
But see, they've set the debate now. We had earlier callers that said, if they just show me a plane, I'll believe them. Well, we know it's an inside job, planes or not. You
yeah.
see, so they made an artificial litmus test and debate here. I'm more sure of it than ever.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, sir. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll come back and go to Paula and David and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. If you disagree with anything I've said about the Pentagon, you're welcome to call in. Doesn't matter who you are. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with 9/11 and a bunch of other issues in the next hour with Professor James Fetzer. If you don't want to stay with us for that, don't forget the best continual, most multifaceted coverage of the Pentagon strike at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be right back.
answers coming up. Just briefly, I want to encourage you again to come to our big 9/11 conference, June 24th and 25th, Los Angeles, California. Details at Infowars.com. You know, we talk a lot about 9/11 at least once or twice a week on this broadcast because it's so central. Look at how the media constantly covers it. Look how Bush and the neocons and the Democrats keep invoking it. When a cop pulls you over and wants to search your car without a warrant, it's a post-9/11 environment, but we're going to rat out the Minutemen for watching the border. But we're going to search you. We don't need probable cause anymore. This is the new America. We're above the law. They're committing crimes each and every time they do that. It is so important to get martial law. It is so important to get Road to Tyranny. It is so important to get Masters of Terror. It is so important to get my videos and to make copies of them and to keep making copies and tell those you give them to make copies. So go to Infowars.com and secure your copies today or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all there, a wonderful activist tool to download it all and burn it onto CDs and give it to people. Let's blast through your calls. And I said I was going to Paula, but Paula, you've been calling almost every day. I got a rule that you can only call a few times a week, so we're going to skip Paula, and we're going to go to David in Montana. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, my fellow North American Unionists, and I say that with tremendous satire. In the past 2 years, three times, Bush, Fox, and the Prime Minister of Canada got together in Waco, Cancun, and Montreal and announced the North American Union. We're living like in denial. We're thinking we could prevent it. There was a scene in the Gladiator. The under-general said to the one general, he says, when are these people going to know they're conquered? We ain't going to stop it by fighting it. What we do, you got to learn from like the mafia. We got to get involved. We bring America right into the veins of this monster. And we be free people that run it then. We have to bring the American spirit within the monster. We're in the mouth of the monster, and when you're looking out of the mouth, you don't know you're in the mouth because you can't see around you. We have to get within it. The fight is over. It's happening. They announced it. Our politicians are numb to the fact. They don't even want to admit it. What President Bush said on Monday was he should have said that this is the North American Union. Because he didn't say it, we know that they're up to something no good. They want us at each other's throats. And we don't do it, man. We answer it with love. And we'll freak them out. And open up our arms to one another and help one another and get within the monster and bring American spirit right
well,
to
sir,
our hearts.
Well, sir, the only thing that's been holding up their program is they try to implement and then so many people refuse to go along. I agree that people need to passively sabotage this system, but they're going to have trouble fully implementing the American Union.
Well,
you're right.
Well,
listen, I'll let you talk. Can I just say something? Just briefly. It is true they've announced the American Union. It's true the general public isn't even aware of that. We need to inform them. It's part of the education process. Just as I wasn't awake at one point in my life, you probably weren't awake at one point in your life. We have to remember that our job of waking others up isn't done yet.
But
and we have to realize
we can't let them get afraid. We can't let them get caught by fear. We have to empower them. Tell them this is the change. This is what's coming. This is the path of America's future. This is where we come on and do it. We got now. This is where American spirit comes alive.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to warn people. We're trying to let folks know just how 11th hour it is. I mean, it's happening. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're turning all the major highways into transponder toll roads. They're going after our guns, our families. It's horrible.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.